The testimony of the book of the Revelation is that Jesus is sovereign of the ages, eternal and never-changing deity. Now, therein lies the mystery of the incarnation and the miracle of redemption. Imagine him who is the very essence of deity laying it all aside except the divine nature in order to become mortal as man. Imagine his taking the essence of a bond slave, humbling himself to die, even to die the shameful and painful death of crucifixion on a cross. And imagine him doing it for guilty sinners. See the sovereign of the ages, God himself, clothed in a human body for the purpose of the suffering of death, that by his grace he might taste death for every man. The book of the Revelation presents Jesus Christ as the sovereign of the ages. Jesus, the Son of God, the heir of all things, the creator of the world, the brightness of the glory of God, and the express image of the person of God. He is the one whom we worship. All creation is upheld by his power. He purged our sins by himself and is now sitting at the right hand of the Majesty on high above all angels and men. He is the Lord of glory, the sovereign of the ages. He whom we call Jesus of Nazareth is the eternal Son of God, second person of Holy Trinity. We can point to a specific place and date of his birth on earth, but we cannot point to a time of his origin in eternity. He has neither beginning nor end. He is the Eternal One. The sovereignty of Jesus Christ is indicated by his ability to announce in advance the course of human history. God spoke these words through his prophet Isaiah, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things which are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure, calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far journey. Ay, I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I will also do it." The Bible is quite emphatic. God plans and performs his will in the history of men and nations. His Son, Jesus Christ, announces in the book of the Revelation that which the Father will do in the affairs of earth. Now, only God can know the mind and purpose of God. So he who foretells the work of God must know the plans of God. Jesus, as the sovereign deity, knows and announces in the book of the Revelation that which God is doing and will do in the world. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1 reads, "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Things not yet done, nor even yet known to man, are known to Jesus, and by him are revealed in Holy Scripture." Who but the sovereign Lord of the ages would be able to foretell the future? Indeed, Jesus is the Lord of history. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 describes Jesus as the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth. Examine that statement, first begotten of the dead. What does it mean? Weymouth translates it, the first to be, first of the dead to be born to life. The New Testament in basic English chooses the words, the first to come back from the dead. Beck translates, the first of the dead to live again. Each translation suggests the same meaning. Jesus Christ is the first one to rise up from death. But what about other instances in the biblical record where people were dead and were made to live again? Jesus raised to life Lazarus of Bethany, the son of the widow of Nain and the daughter of Jairus. Peter restored Dorcas to life. But those restorations were different from the restorations and resurrections of Jesus Christ in two ways. First, life was restored to those who were dead by a power outside them acting upon them. In other words, some person was used of God to raise them. But Jesus laid his life down and took his life up again of his own will and power. And then secondly, others were restored to normal human life only to die again at a latter time. But Jesus was restored to immortal life so that he would never die again. Death has no more dominion over him. His resurrection is so uniquely different from other restorations to life in sacred history that it proves him to be the sovereign Lord. Romans chapter 1, verse 4 reports that Jesus was declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. His resurrection from death is the last and greatest earthly proof that he is what he is proclaimed to be, the sovereign Lord of the ages, the eternal Son of God. The sovereignty of Jesus Christ is manifest in the Bible statement that he is Prince of the Kings of the Earth. Now, a prince is one who has royal authority. He has power of government because he is a member of the royal ruling family. His right to rule cannot be legally challenged if he is a true prince. What does it mean, then, that Jesus is Prince of the Kings of the Earth? It means he is ruler over the rulers of earth. He is sovereign over all earthly sovereignty. He has power over all earthly powers. The Apostle Paul wrote of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, saying that he will be revealed as the blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now that is the way it will be. Revelation 19 describes his return. He will ride a white horse, symbolizing victory. He will wear many crowns, symbolizing his authority. He will be called faithful and true, symbolizing his perfectness. He will govern the nations of earth with a rod of iron, symbolizing his authority. He will have a name written on his vesture and on his thigh, symbolizing his nature. And that name will be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ will return to manifest his authority as the sovereign Lord of the ages. A mark of the finite is its constant change. The young grow old. The new becomes obsolete. The present becomes the past. There is constant change. We finite mortals can well sing, "Change and decay in all around I see." That is the mark of mortality. But the mark of the infinite is that it does never change. God said, "I am the Lord, I change not." And James declares in his epistle that in God there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God does not change because he is an eternal, infinite being. Jesus Christ does not change. Hebrews 13:8 reads, "Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever." He does not change because he is deity. He is the unchanging and eternal sovereign of the ages. Consider how Jesus is pictured as eternal deity in the book of the Revelation. Chapter 1 and verse 4 describes God as him which is and which was and which is to come. Now, to be one who is, was, and is to come indicates eternity. Jesus describes himself in chapter 1 and verse 8 in these words, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty." Again in verse 11, "I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last." And again in verses 17 and 18, "I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death." The testimony of the book of the Revelation is that Jesus is sovereign of the ages, eternal and never-changing deity. Now, therein lies the mystery of the incarnation and the miracle of redemption. Imagine him who is the very essence of deity laying it all aside except the divine nature in order to become mortal as man. Imagine his taking the essence of a bond slave, humbling himself to die, even to die the shameful and painful death of crucifixion on a cross. And imagine him doing it for guilty sinners. See the sovereign of the ages, God himself, clothed in a human body for the purpose of the suffering of death, that by his grace he might taste death for every man. He deserves to be highly exalted and given a name above every name. He deserves that at the mention of His name, every knee should bow. Personages in heaven, earth, and under the earth should bow in honor and worship before Him. Jesus of Nazareth, Master of Destiny, and Sovereign of the Ages. Father, we bow before You in worship of Your only begotten Son, Jesus. Accept the worship of our hearts and sanctify it to Your glory, for Jesus' sake. Amen.